From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. All 71 people on board a Russian passenger plane were killed when it crashed shortly after takeoff near Moscow on Sunday. 65 passengers and 6 crew members were on board. All of them died. Among the victims, 3 children. The cause of the crash not known. Russian media reported that search crews had found one flight recorder, but it is not clear if it is the data recorder or the voice recorder. Officials in Afghanistan say 4 operatives of the National Intelligence Agency have gunned down their 16 colleagues before fleeing to join the Taliban insurgency in southern Helmand province. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it was carried out by 3 infiltrators who seized all weapons and equipment at the facility. Egypt's military said on Sunday that it has killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counter-terrorism operation that was launched last week. It targeted terrorist and criminal elements and organizations across the country. The security operation was focused on the restive Sinai region. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that his country had dealt what he called severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to combat any further aggression. Saturday's raids came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli F-16 fighter with anti-aircraft fire. That was the first time Israel has lost a warplane in battle since 1982. The pilots were able to eject from their aircraft, which crashed in Israel. This is VOA News. The British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says the United Nations must supervise the return of Rohingya refugees to Myanmar because many of them are scared to come home on their own. He spoke to reporters Sunday after his meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of the country formerly known as Burma.
To be honest, I'm not sure she really understands the full horror of what has happened up here. I don't think she's been up in a helicopter to see what we have seen today. And really what I was trying to get over to her is the importance of her leadership. I believe in her and I believe in her leadership. I think she's done incredible things in her life. I'm very sad to see what's happening to Burma now and to see the direction the country is going. I believe she can still make a change and make a difference. But to do that, she needs to show a lead, get the agencies in, get the refugees back home in a way that is safe and voluntary and dignified.
Along with the refugee camps, Johnson toured some of the villages attacked by Burmese forces. He said, "I've seen nothing like it in my life." The leader of South Africa's African National Congress Party said Sunday the party is holding a meeting to discuss the fate of the country's scandal-tainted president, Jacob Zuma. ANC leader Cyril Ramaphosa said he's called a meeting of the party's National Executive Committee for Monday to discuss Zuma's position as president of the country.
"We will continue to wage a relentless war against corruption and mismanagement of the resources of our country."
Ramaphosa spoke to a crowd of supporters in Cape Town on Sunday. The Pacific island of Tonga is in a state of emergency as it prepares for Cyclone Geeta. Storm is currently a Category 4. Forecasters expect it could grow to a Category 5 by the time it strikes Tonga Monday night. Residents can expect soaking rains and wind that can exceed 200 kilometers per hour. Authorities are already warning people to seek strong shelter and pick up anything they find on the ground that could become a deadly missile when the winds blow. Geeta struck Samoa and American Samoa on Saturday, resulting in significant damage, including a lack of clean water in some area. No deaths have been reported. Once again, the Pacific island of Tonga, now in a state of emergency, preparing for Cyclone Geeta, now a Category 4, possibly Category 5 by the time it strikes the island nation Monday night. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.